The commission has 2 months to submit its report to President Adama Barrow. He then has 6 months to implement the commission's recommendations. Dr. Lamin Cisse is the commission's chairman.
The testimony is heard during these 872 days of public hearings brought them pain and bewilderment to their population. They could not believe that the atrocities they were hearing from witnesses could occur in their country, a land of peaceful coexistence, a society imbued with tolerance of the highest order.
Cisse says arbitrary arrests, unlawful detention and killings, torture and forced disappearances, and sexual and gender-based violence were the hallmark of Jammeh's brutal rule.
The commission of these atrocities by Jammeh and his cohorts achieved the desired effect of instilling fear among the Gambian population. It also gave them, as Jammeh and his cohorts, time and the space to pillage the resources of the country.
The commission visited a crocodile pond that Jammeh ran in his native village of Kanilai. Evidence was presented that the animals were fed people, including babies who were killed for ritual purposes. Cisse again.
The crocodiles in Kanilai lay submerged in a dirty pond, while the peacocks in Jammeh's palatial grounds cry out ceaselessly and purportedly for their departed master. The chaos we recently saw at these grounds in Kanilai must not be the chaos in our country in the wake of the demise of the Jammeh regime.
392 witnesses testified. The commission said the majority were innocent victims of the former administration. Lead counsel Esar Fall summed up the toll.
In the process, Mr. Chair, I have just sat down here and draw up a list of those who were killed attributed to Jammeh and his forces. And Mr. Chair, my count, or our count, came to 214 people. 214 people in a small country like Gambia that borders or smacks of crimes against humanity.
Soldiers accused of coup attempts under Jammeh's rule were summarily executed. Student protesters massacred, journalists killed or exiled. Jammeh didn't spare his relatives. He had 5 killed after accusing them of spiritual warfare. Fall said foreign nationals weren't off limits either.
We've heard how the West African migrants were butchered in several places around the country, 67 of them. Initially, we thought they were 34, then 44, then 57, and ultimately 67 people butchered. And the government went on a campaign to cover this up. Well, we have had even today the witch hunting exercise that was ordered by Jammeh. 41 people died.
The TRC lead council says torture of detainees was not only endemic under Jammeh's rule, but he personally took part.
Jammeh created these institutions wherein torture was the name of the game. Torture was the order of the day. It was his star chamber. We've heard the NIA officer saying that torture was almost certain to happen in cases where he is involved. In fact, we've heard from someone so close to Jammeh who told us sometimes he will come disguise and participate in torture.
Now Gambians wait to see if Barrow will implement the TRRC report. But Fall says Jammeh cannot escape justice and that if he is not prosecuted in the Gambia, he could face justice elsewhere, including by the International Criminal Court. For VOA News, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.